Now, what we wanted to do was to estimate, as I said earlier, to estimate the effect of any therapy. And what we wanted to do was to, well, firstly, we started off by drawing the survival of patients in the Oncopool data set, large numbers, and this is the patients who received no adjuvant therapy whatever. It happens, for reasons I'll say in a minute, to be the ER-positive patients aged 55 to 70. So that is the treatment without any adjuvant therapy, that is the survival without any adjuvant therapy whatever. Now, what we wanted to do was to take the EBC-TCG overview figures and say, right, this is the risk reduction that the EBC-TCG, say, applies, and then we wanted to add that in and produce a new curve which would show the actual survival with the predicted survival of patients taking the particular therapy that we were studying. Now, the EBC-TCG overviews. I don't know how many of you read them routinely, but if you pick up any one, you rapidly lose the will to live. And getting the figures out of them is extremely difficult. For example, let's say a nice easy one. What's the effect of CMF? Can you find the effect of CMF against no CMF, against no adjuvant therapy? No, you can't. Because all the old CMF studies say, let's look at the effect of CMF, and we don't know whether the patients who didn't have CMF had tamoxifen or not. So there is number one stumbling block. And there are quite a lot of other stumbling blocks in looking at the various EBC-TCG overviews. We've asked for help. Richard Peto promised us help. I don't know how long Moses had to wait, but we've been waiting a couple of years, and we haven't got anywhere with the figures from the EBC-TCG. And I don't know whether Gordon found the same sort of thing. Now, what I'm showing here are using Oncopool. Here was the no therapy of any kind in these patients. Each of us had a positive 55 to 70. We then looked at our data set in Oncopool, and we drew the curve for patients receiving endocrine therapy, nearly all tamoxifen. And you can see that there's a considerable risk reduction. Now, up here, the curves actually overlap, but of course there are very few events at the top here, so there are wide confidence limits. Now, what we wanted to do was produce a correction to this curve. So we took the middle of the curve there, and we said, what's the risk reduction? That's extremely convenient here, and I promise you I haven't cooked this one. There you are, there's 50% without adjuvant therapy at 10-year survival, 50%. And then we look up here, and you can see that it is 65%, so that is a 30% relative risk reduction for those of you who are good at maths. So that was very convenient.